Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. Your hosts, Dr. Dave and Venus Quintana, will entertain, inspire, and ignite your passion for food.
Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. I am Venus Quintana.
And I am Dr. Dave. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, hello. Hope everyone's having a great night so far. It is Monday, October 24th. And you're listening to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. And we have a great show for you tonight. Last week, actually, was World Foods Day.
That's right, that's right.
When we were just basically talking about, you know, people living in third world countries,
yeah,
and they're more affected by climate change, and
that's
how
right,
we can help
that's
them.
That's right, and going green and doing all these important things. It was really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. But today is Food Day.
But
food day.
National Food Day.
National Food Day, actually marked on this day. And we are going to be talking all about that. And that really sort of, I guess, delves more into, you know, how we're living, our lifestyles, our diets, you know, how we can maybe start veering towards a greener diet.
Well, that's what it is. This is a movement for your own health, but it's also for the health of the planet. So it's kind of in keeping, all right, we did the World Food Day, now it's National Food Day. I mean, maybe soon we're going to do Local Food Day. So it's some really cool stuff. And I'd love if anyone wants to share any stories about how you're changing your diet or making things empowered for the universe with some green movement type stuff, give us a call. It's 323-642-1296. And if you're interested in the National Food Day statistics and what have you, you can actually go to National Food Day and follow that up.
Indeed. And I think a huge, huge part of this day, if you will, this movement is, I think, really focusing more on food education. You know, I mean, especially when we think about our children, this obesity that is just becoming worse and worse in this country within our schools, and how we can kind of, you know, change that, because that's where it starts with our children. So we're going to talk a bit about that.
Yeah, later. But you know what I love? It kind of sums it up. We should actually release this now. National Food Day, the slogan is Eat Real. Eat Real. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of interesting. And we'll talk about what that means to them, what that means to Venus and I, and what it means to most people out there. So it's kind of interesting stuff. And we have some other cool things we're going to talk about tonight. All the new cooking we've been doing, HCG diet cooking.
I'll be filling everyone in terms of my progress. I'm very happy with what's been going on. But, you know, the funny thing is, the ironic thing about today being National Food Day, food education, awareness, health, it's also another food day. And I wonder if anyone can guess what
today is. Wait. Can we at least give them a little clue? It's the antithesis.
The antithesis.
Of the National Food Day.
Our producer Dan in the green room actually knows what other National Food Day is it today. And don't Google, just take a guess.
No Googling in there.
No Googling.
See if they got the answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They don't know.
Today, October 24th, is... he said burgers. No.
Burgers.
No.
No, he said burgers.
It's National Bologna Day.
Oh, Bologna.
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 Bologna. Actually, bologna actually comes from Bologna, which is a beautiful place in Italy. And I just think it's so funny that bologna is seen as something so unhealthy.
And there you go.
But I definitely want to I want to talk a little bit about that, like the history behind bologna and some really cool facts.
I just think you're full of bologna.
Well, anyway, so I think that's just very ironic.
That is. But this National Food Day is really inspiring. I mean, For Venus and I, we are foodies, but we live a very healthy lifestyle and honor, kind of like bridging the two, right, Venus? I mean, we love to eat with passion. We love to explore new foods and cultures, but we're into living a healthy, vital lifestyle. And what we're going to talk about tonight is some of the ways we've brought in even like Indian culture into a very healthy way right now. And Venus is on this HCG weight loss program, and she is killing it. Killing it, you know, so I'm really excited.
And you know what I'm actually thinking of right now? Because I'm so hungry on this HCG diet. I'm thinking of a delicious sandwich comprised of Wonder Bread, bologna, processed cheese, gotta love the Velveeta,
oh,
butter, and then some more Wonder Bread.
Oh, my God, where is the ambulance?
I have to tell you, I used to like bologna sandwiches when I was younger.
You know what? I actually did. I will not be embarrassed to say I used to fry bologna.
Really?
And cook it up with eggs. It was phenomenal.
There's something about bologna that's actually pretty darn good.
Yeah, but you know what? I wish if they made it like organic, free range, and I bet you could find it. You could probably find anything these days. But it's a good thing. It is good. I mean, that was obviously a message coming through from Woody in our studio, our executive producer. So that's his sandwich of choice at the moment. Wonder Bread, bologna, sliced processed cheese, and butter. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sandwich.
Well, that's certainly something that I have not seen in a long time, and nor will
you. Nor will you. Nor will you. I
but
promise
I
you that.
I am happy to announce that I'm officially down 10 pounds.
Woo, baby.
Woo. And... Where's the cheers from the green room? I'm
Come
down
on, 10
pounds.
10 pounds.
We need some sound effects here.
There you go. There's the crowd going, Venus.
You are like
they,
so
first off,
popular.
They,
oh, my God. Like, I know. Really?
They were dumbfounded initially. That's why there was silence. There was a pause. They were just taking it all in, 10 pounds.
So 10 pounds officially.
And how many days?
12, 13 days.
That's pretty, that's actually quite good. How you doing it?
Well, I'm basically starving myself all day and being very, very miserable.
Is this true to that extent?
No, I'm kidding.
Because you knew you wouldn't do it if that was the case.
My body has really started to assimilate itself to this diet. You know, my headaches have stopped. I'm really kind of, I guess I've learned how to play the game, if you will. You know, like I've learned the ins and outs, the little secrets, how I should, you know, time my meals, that kind of
so
thing.
So let me kind of tell the listening audience what we're talking about. So Venus decided she wants to lose some weight. She didn't need to, but she decided that worked for her, and I have to honor that. So I do, through Dr. Dave Health, something called the HCG diet. So this is a real medical weight loss program. And what we do is detoxify somebody initially, then we put out a kind of a situation where we're just right now looking into something. Mike is rubbing a bit. So, folks, if the mic is rubbing a
what
bit,
what are you
check,
rubbing your mic on?
I don't know. I get excited talking about weight loss. It happens. It happens. Getting
okay.
hot in the kitchen.
Well, it's not me.
Yeah, getting
I've
hot in the kitchen.
I've got both hands out right now.
Oh, boy. So anyway, the HCG diet is an injectable thing we do for about 30 days. It's a 500-calorie per day diet. But what Venus and I have started to do is really figure out how to make this a sustainable situation for those 30 days where we're cooking some great food for Venus, and I'm actually eating a lot of it and feeling great and doing well with it. So this is something we want to talk about. So the injection is human chorionic gonadotropin. So it allows a body to...
Get out of who?
Gonadotropin. Get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge. Get out of Brooklyn.
Get out of jail.
Get out of jail.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
I love that.
And I bet you do. I bet you do. So anyway, it tricks the body or allows the body to go after all this extra fat on 500 calories and you start burning fat. I mean, you've lost 10 pounds in a very, very short period of time.
And it takes some people months.
Yes, it does. Wow. Or years. It could be years. But anyway, it resets your metabolism, which is important. But this is a medical thing. This is not these drops on the internet. This is a real medical program, and she's doing amazing. So kudos. Cheers one more time from the green room for Venus.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I have to say the last 3 days in particular. the last 3 days have been extremely difficult because, you know, Friday night we
what holiday was that?
Took
oh
the boys
my
out
God.
For
what
the
was
national national birthday of a celebrity on Friday.
It was.
Did you know that?
No. I don't pay attention to all that glam stuff.
Oh.
Do tell. Like, I mean, it was, oh, wait, October 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very famous doctor's birthday.
The guy, what does he do? He does like a radio gig, he does a Facebook Live, some cooking shows. He does a radio show with the woman of his dreams and the woman of his eternal life. Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll figure it out.
Like you, actually.
He does. Oh, that son of a gun. I'm telling you.
Well, anyway, no, it actually really was David's birthday, and we went out with the kids to a beautiful dinner, and of course I had to sit through that, watching them eating, you know, mac and cheese.
Well, I didn't have mac and cheese.
No, you didn't,
I did not.
Did.
My son did, and it was like a five cheese. Oh, stand by.
Happy,
we got something coming out
birthday.
From the green room.
Happy, happy birthday from Dan and Woody to you. Happy, happy birthday. May all your dreams come true. May you have happy birthdays now and your whole life through. Happy, happy birthday from the green room. Dan, the juice man, Woody to you.
Oh,
bravo!
Woody, I thought that was a sound effect coming.
So that is that's Woody House, our executive producer.
Very nice.
Nice golden tones, right?
Gracious.
Madonna mia, that wasn't even over.
Rich.
Oh, by the way, Venus has got all these Halloween decorations all over the house. Witches, bad witches, happy witches, silly witches.
No, I'm a good witch.
Oh, yes, you are.
Really?
So anyway, moving on from that subject. But all these Halloween decorations she put around the home are fun. I mean, this is a time of year. I mean, you got to enjoy it. Other than my birthday, I look forward to this time of year because it's the fall. It's just a clean time of year. The leaves are changing.
Oh,
the air is clean,
cold.
Right? Ah, oh, I love it, though. So I want to go back.
Why do leaves change their color? Why do leaves change their color? Why do leaves change their color? Early in the autumn.
Ba-ba-bum. I got to pull up my pants another 3 inches for that one. That's a great song. So let's talk about National Food Day for a moment, because I want to kind of incorporate that into our discussion today. So it's this Eat Real. What is that about? Reducing your salt, reduce your sugar, reduce your packaged foods, reduce things that are factory farmed. So that goes back to that sustainable thing. So I actually am going to give you a definition, which I just loved, about sustainability or sustainable. That's a Center for Science and the Public Interest in 2011.
Oh, you did your homework.
I do my homework,
I'm
my love. Yes, I
right
do.
Now.
So sustainable. The property of a biological system to remain diverse. Now, how beautiful is that? So that's something we should be able to do, but we need to do that for our planet. You know, sustainability. We're not killing off species. We're not mutating them. Sustainable. Property of a biological system to remain diverse. That's a beautiful thing. So, you know, last week was World Food Day. This is National Food Day. So let's start talking about what we've been doing lately and how we, you know, honor these things, you know, the foods and the cultures and stuff like that, Venus.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, again, you know, I'd like to also just say, you know, the amount of obesity in this country.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, this is costing our country a lot of money every year, you know, in terms of people with, you know, diabetes and serious heart conditions because of their health. And so it really is very important that people start making some better decisions.
But, you know, it's also, I think the important part here is it's not just about how you look in your Levi's or your something like that, but it's how overall you vitalize yourself, right? I mean, you actually vitalize yourself.
Yeah,
but you can do it, folks, and I think the most important thing is, like, here we are, Venus and I love cooking, love health, and the bridging, as I said before, and the you know, bringing it together is important. I mean, we should talk about some of the cool things we cooked this week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. Last night.
Oh, my God.
Made actually a wonderful, almost like a seafood dish and like a marinara sauce. That was very good.
We did, Ryan. We did. I mean, here is, for example, how you can do this stuff. Not everything all the time has to be just heavy, heavy, heavy. I mean, it's flavors. Like, what you want to do is more like the higher end, right? The higher end spices where they're just like, boom, they're right on your taste buds. They wake you up and everything like that.
Yes.
And one of the things that Venus
spices,
and
I love spices.
Oh, yes. And you know what? Venus went out specifically, got all new spices, which I got to tell you, folks, once in a while, you got to go up into your spice cabinet and just pretty much clear it out.
I think that's what somebody did just recently.
Well, kudos. I came home.
Tell everyone what I did?
Yes, I will give you full queen credit. So one day, Venus happened to be blessed to be home for an afternoon or whatever, and I come home, and she cleaned out all of the pantries, the cabinets, and, like, the spice thing. And now, we are foodies, and we buy stuff. No, not we. We buy stuff. Way too much stuff. I buy way, way too much stuff. But Venus has put me into check and control, and we've started to, you know, kind of pare it down. And if you can't find what you're looking for in the pantry or the spice cabinet,
well, you know what?
You can't get creative.
I can honestly say, and I think this is something that we should all live by in our kitchens, is that when you are unorganized, like disorganization equals expensive.
Yes.
Right? Why?
Because the things in the back of the pantry, the dates go bad. I mean, we just waste a lot of food.
The dates go bad because you don't know what you have and where it is, and then you end up buying more stuff, and then you realize that you already had stuff that you didn't use, and that has to be thrown away. I mean, it's a vicious
cycle.
That's
a crime. So here we are talking about National Food Day, sustainability, and more importantly, last week with World Food Day, the fact that we actually have to go through our pantry, find outdated stuff and throw it away is a crime.
Right.
You know, especially in this world where there's starvation and poverty and stuff like that. So Venus and I are getting right back on the game.
And what we're learning too, and, you know, we're learning this because we know that we're cooking so much and we're using extra spices because obviously on my HCG diet I need a bit more flavor.
Yes.
Right.
So and that was how Woody really succeeded so well
too.
But
that's why I feel like I'm craving spicy foods now to kind of make up for what, you know, has been lost. So I'm learning then because if you're cooking so much and you're always using the same spices and always using the same chicken stock and beef stock, go and buy it, you know, like in BJ's or something, right? Like we went to BJ's
and
you can buy like the big containers.
Yes.
And then you can pour them into smaller containers. And
so, but, you know, here it is. So, we're talking about, you know, world consciousness and sustainability. We do go to a lot of farms. We do a lot of local markets. But once in a while, it's a place like BJ's, which we go to. We'll get the organics, again, so you're still supporting the organic movement. And you also can, you know, get things like organic meats and organic dairy, organic eggs and stuff like that. But, you know, some of the staples, I like to have all that stuff, but we don't go much. But
well, actually, a question just came in on Facebook.
That was Peter in East Mauritius.
East Mauritius.
No, Mauritius.
East Mauritius.
Mauritius is a karaoke band.
That's a hard one for me to say.
Mariachi band or Mauritius band?
You know, because in Europe, when you look at this, you would automatically pronounce it as Mauritius.
I got
like,
it.
Yes.
Now, speaking.
We're more sophisticated.
Pardon.
Mauritius.
Pardon. So, what was the market in Britain? You know, right in London there that
we
went to.
I love the way you say Britain.
Britain.
It's the UK.
What, we have to be more globalized than
yes,
that?
Yes, United Kingdom.
All right, how about just London, for freak's sake?
London's fine.
So what was that, Tesla, what's the name of that, Tesla, what was the grocery store? Help me out.
Oh, Tesco.
Tesco, T-E-S-C-O.
Yeah.
Now that, I was very impressed. They had a very
Tesco,
earth-friendly. I think so, but they had a kind of a cool earth-friendly vibe to them. Right, they
you know, I have to say,
beautiful
in London,
produce
in
and
Europe,
everything.
I think in general, especially in London, they are much more eco-friendly. And I'm honestly going to say that because I know it's true.
But it's only because they're in the UK.
What?
Before you said, make sure you said the UK as opposed to, forget it, move on, move on, move on.
I'm not understanding Dr. Dave's jokes today.
You're not.
So, I'm so sorry, but Peter from East Mauritius asks, do you guys buy in bulk, like at Costco? Oh, that's interesting, because we were just talking about that. Well, I have to say, I think Costco comes at number one on the list in terms of buying, like, the best places to buy bulk.
Oh, yeah?
And I've heard that they carry more organic produce.
So why do we have the membership at BJ's?
I don't know.
Well, we have to.
Yeah, I'm hearing wonderful things about Costco, and I don't know if anyone
else is. All
right,
so I think we should check it out.
Same,
we should.
What was my point?
You did have a point somewhere along the line of you were answering Peter's question in East Mauritius, not Mauritius. So he's probably
like the way that sounds, Mauritius.
It does. Okay. So.
It almost sounds like Mauritius.
Mauritius.
That's where Nandini from the Cocktail Architect is
from.
Oh,
which we're going to talk about later.
We'll be talking about her in just a little while because we did spend some time with them over the weekend. So, but yeah, buying in bulk is great, and you know, but you got to make sure that you repackage it properly.
All right, so here's where I love what we've been doing. What is that thing called, the Kitchen Saver? I don't remember the name of that thing. The vacuum sealer.
Oh, the vacuum sealer, yes.
Oh, my God. What is the name of it? Vacuum sealer?
Well,
sealer.
Food saver?
Food saver, that's correct. Thank you.
So, yes.
Ding, 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 ding. So the food saver is an interesting way to buy in bulk, and then you actually shrink wrap the food, and you take the air out of it, and it makes it less nice.
Please, whoever's listening, I mean, if you really want to be prepared and save money and be effective in all areas, I think you should use this machine. I am so in love with it right now because when you vacuum seal something and put it in the freezer, I mean, you are based.
The extension of the life of it is exponential.
There's no air for
no freezer burn
to get in. I mean, it's just. It's like when you get it vacuum-packed from a supermarket.
Correct.
You could throw it straight in the freezer, and you could keep it for so much longer, and I really highly suggest. I mean, we've been doing it now pretty much for a while, and, you know, if you freeze maybe, like we've been...
And they're very inexpensive, by the way.
Yes.
Very inexpensive.
And you can freeze them in portions. So, for example...
And you can label it.
You can label it. You can date it. And then, you know, when you want it, you take it out, and then you defrost it.
It's perfect. So here's how you do it, folks. The defrosting is important.
Right.
So, because Venus is on this very specific, weight loss program. We want to make sure everything she has is measured out and pre-cooked if need be. And then we do this process with the food saver. And you can put the date on it. You can write right on the bag, and we use, like, a nice black marker. And we do everything portion control, but it just lasts so well. You don't get these fruit crystallization, and it will last longer in the fridge and longer in the freezer. But what we do to defrost it is you just put a pot of water with some, just room temperature water, put the bag in there and let it defrost, change the water over a couple of times, and it just is perfect. So
now
you,
let me ask you, what would be the worst way that you could defrost something?
Leave it on the counter. Yes,
really?
Terrible. Do you know why?
I don't actually know why, because that's what I have been doing up until now.
Now, they do have a heat sink device, which I'll talk about in a moment, but if you put it directly on the counter, what happens, unfortunately, is part that's exposed to the air, the top part, will start defrosting quicker than the inside and the bottom.
No, but it's still wrapped.
it doesn't matter. So you start having unequal defrosting. When you put it in the water,
the water
eats acts as a heat sink. Okay, so it's pulling the chill out of the meat while the water is starting to cool down. So, and there is a device you can buy, and I used to use it, but it's another trinket, which is to put a heat sink device. It almost looks like a sheet tray, and you put your meat on it, and it actually dissipates the cold over time, and it's a bit quicker. But I think if you use a food saver, you put it in that big pot, it's perfect. It is. It's just perfect.
Now, is there a way that if you choose the wrong way to defrost that you can actually harm the food and get some kind of a food illness from
it? Like a foodborne illness?
Yeah.
Well, certainly if you defrost things on the counter and you're not paying attention, that's never going to happen.
Then it's better if you're going to defrost, maybe take it overnight and put it in the fridge.
That is the number one way for most people.
Okay, good.
Correct.
Because I'm telling you, I don't think a lot of people really know the correct way.
You know how many times can imagine going to a friend's house or when I was a kid especially and just seeing like a package of frozen chicken just sitting on the counter, just dripping and oozing onto the counter. Quite gross, actually. It's much better to defrost slow in the fridge, and that's a great way to go. No, it is.
That's definitely a good thing to know. And, you know, just to close off our conversation about the food saver bags, again, you know, this is all part of living a healthier, more organized lifestyle.
It is.
Preparing your food, portioning it out, understanding, you know, what can be taken out, how long it's going to take to cook, you know. And for people who are on the run, which all of us are busy, you know, you can literally, it's like buying a frozen meal, but having a hand-cooked frozen meal. Having being able to pull something out of the freezer, defrost it in half an hour, and make a quick meal.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I think that's unbelievable.
A healthy, quick, delicious meal.
And then
meal.
That's going to stop these people who are obese and overweight and unhealthy going and buying these unhealthy frozen packaged meals.
Which are full of salt and sodium and water. I mean, I just got to throw out our number for a second again here. It's 323-642-1296. I'll repeat that, 323-642-1296. So, like, if you have any questions about eating healthier or you want to share any experiences you have about eating healthier or living a better lifestyle or giving back to the planet as we are trying to do here with National Food Day.
You know what I just
love to hear
of?
It. Yeah.
I have a great idea. It's probably already been invented.
Go ahead.
So quickly, going back to, you know, freezing your food and, you know, not being tempted to buy these frozen meals. But think about the frozen meal when you take it out.
Yes.
Say like a TV dinner. You have your protein and your mash and your greens, right?
Correct.
So I'm wondering, is there something using the food saver concept where you can actually create a whole TV dinner from scratch and then have compartments, for example?
Oh, you know what? You could actually play with that. I would almost look at that like a...
And your potato and
then
have everything together, but then how would you heat that up? But isn't that an interesting concept?
Yes, no, I get that. So, I mean, you cannot, I don't believe so, cook in this, and nor do I think that'd be healthy because you start leaching the plastics into your food. So please don't ever cook in the food saver, folks. But
No,
I'm not saying that. But I'm in my mind picturing almost like an astronaut meal, like a little protein, a little carbohydrate,
exactly.
Right? No, I get it.
And then be able to heat it up in a safe and effective way and have a healthy, homemade TV frozen dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, listen, we're kind of getting there with what we've been doing because you have beautiful portion control, which is important, right? And you... What's that?
I'm writing this down.
Go, girl, go. Go, go, go. So what I want you to then come up with is a earth-friendly plastic... Oh, it won't be plastic. An earth-friendly material that we can shrink wrap all your beautiful, organic, delicious food, and it'll be the craze. And make it opportunist where we could put it in a pot and boil it and heat it up. So it's organic, numero uno.
You're going to see me on Shark Tank.
Oh, I want to see you on Shark Tank. I want to see you on National Brand here. I think you got it. So, folks, if you want to collaborate with Venus, just hit us at ghitkshow.com. I'm thinking what we have to find is a clean material.
Right.
Right? That you
biodegradable.
Biodegradable.
Well, can I tell you something?
Like the typical reduce, reuse, recycle,
yeah, but
right?
Can I tell you something? We talked about this a while ago on one of our shows. There's a company, and I think it's made in India. They actually make edible knives and forks and cutlery.
Oh, yeah.
It's made out of a special, almost like a sugar cane or something.
All right. I like that.
Imagine if you were able to have your dinner and eat the plate, too.
That's kind of like, have your cake and eat it, too. Have your plate and eat it, too. I don't know.
Wait, have your dinner and eat the plate, too.
Oh, come on. You know what? You could have that plate. I want to just figure out how can we get a material, folks, that is organic, it's earth-friendly, it's biodegradable, that we can actually heat food up in, and there's no PCBs, nothing.
Imagine if the plate was made of the same stuff as fortune cookies.
Did you just say fortune cookies?
That crispy, crunchy thing that you bite
into. Yeah, well, how the hell would you use that as cutlery or a flatware, though?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think everything is possible.
Everything is. It just doesn't. Our green room, as always, it's called kitchendance.com.
Oh, no. Someone's thought of it already.
Oh, there's some beach.
Disposable TV dinner. Oh, no. That's no.
No. Is it earth friendly?
Hello. It's made of aluminum.
Ah, aluminium, you mean?
Aluminium.
So, no. Now we have.
It's disposable, but it's not disposable in the earth.
So now we have the bar set. We have to go above it, right?
Yeah.
So, Venus, you're going to be busy the next 2 years.
This is really
interesting.
This
is your new calling in life here, I'm thinking.
But I really think that this is where we are heading.
No, I think
waste,
you're right. Much less
waste. Less usage of all these things that we're using. Cutting down less trees, paying our poor workers, higher wages.
Yes.
Giving our animals better conditions to live in. Like, there's just so
many
things
that come
into play. But I really believe that
it's awareness. It's awareness.
At home. So,
think global, act local.
It really all
right?
starts at home. Even in England, they recycle, but they recycle three different metal, paper, glass. It's all separate. You can even have your own compost.
Excuse me.
Compost
we do the
bin.
Same here in America.
Well, I understand, but I know that. But everyone in their homes are doing it.
Oh, yes.
Not
yes.
everyone in their homes do it in this country, okay?
No.
They'll
no.
just throw everything together, not even care.
Right.
Okay?
No, that's
people are just
acceptable.
More aware in Europe, to tell you the truth. And the whole compost, you could put in your potato peels and all your fruit peels, right? And now when you...
Well, I love the compost concept. So what are they, like, actually make a compost and use it for...
Well, doesn't it produce... There's a way that you could put it in this machine and it produces this methane gas? Methane gas.
Yeah.
Which can be used for...
Powering plants
and
stuff, yeah.
Right, exactly. So...
But do they actually make fertilizer compost out of it afterwards?
Cool.
Oh, my God,
absolutely.
That's great.
But so these are the things that I think
all
of us should be doing.
Venus, I got
to
go for a little bit. I'll be back.
Oh,
I promise.
You'll be cooled down a bit early today.
I am. It's going to be a busy night, so I got to get over there. So.
Very nice.
Venus and I had a great weekend. I was honored to be able to explore the enjoyment of being 51 years old and having a great birthday weekend with all the people I love.
Oh, come on, David. Tell them the truth.
Oh, yes, I'm really 21, so okay.
Exactly.
But I like to boast that I'm a little older and wiser, but technically I'm just 21. So I'll turn off the voice modifier later on, and you'll hear this little squeaky, "Hello, I'm David, I'm 21 years old." But that's not going to happen.
That's how you sounded at 21?
No,
that's
I'm sure
scary.
Not. I'm sure not. Well, I was just trying to do it for effect, my love. So We hooked up with some friends on Saturday. On Saturday night. I was going to talk about the curry.
The Cocktail Architect.
Well, oh, pardon. But they are friends, right? First and
they
foremost? Okay, so there you go.
Friends, but they are the Cocktail Architect.
Yes, I mean, this couple is hip on the scene.
Power couple.
And they're doing
some great stuff. Shout out, actually. Shout out to me and Yusuf. And little Revel, we miss you and we love you.
Oh, Revel, we don't have time to talk about how cute he is.
Oh.
So, for my day after birthday, Venus and I spent time in Brooklyn. We had a great time. And then we went to their house for dinner, and they had a chicken curry.
Mm.
Now, I've had chicken curry at Indian restaurants where it is a belly bomber.
Well, can I just say something?
Yes, go ahead.
And I don't know if you were going to mention this, but Nandini actually cooks Mauritian food.
Yes.
Her heritage is from Mauritius, and now Mauritius, if nobody knows...
No, it's like Mauritius. So now, Peter, is Peter from Mauritius? Peter, are you from Mauritius?
I think Peter wishes he was from Mauritius.
I think he was because it's an Indian Ocean island.
It's an Indian Ocean, it's in the middle of the Indian Ocean, actually very close to the Seychelles. Beautiful, I mean, just nothing like you've ever seen. Very small island. But the thing is with Mauritius is that their cuisine... It's more like a French influence.
Yes, but lighter.
Okay,
lighter.
Very light. So they make curries, but their curries are light. They don't use all the cream
and the ghee.
And you get the flavor, but without the fat and all those bad things.
And it is so good. So we have this chicken curry from my birthday, and we talk about how to cook because we're with the Cocktail Architect, and they're with getting out in the kitchen, and we're just, you know, swapping stories, enjoying the night. So a curry, here's my research. This is kind of cool. It's turmeric, which I've talked about curcumin for the longest time in health. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's an antioxidant, anti-aging. So you cannot dispute that. It's got cardamom, cinnamon. Now, cinnamon even, right? Reduces.
Now, what kind of curry are you talking about then?
This is a typical curry. This is an Eastern Asian India curry. So, but I know we're talking about some of these spices here. These are all the potential spices for a curry: turmeric, coriander, cardamom, cumin, sweet basil, red pepper. Garam masala is always a winner. You could do fennel seeds, ginger, garlic, even like I said before, cinnamon and mustard seed. But all of these things each have some very potent benefits.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, really.
Yeah.
And when you cook these in the kitchen, and you like roast them on a pan, and they use a cast iron that night. Did you notice that? I love that.
I'm sorry.
They use a cast iron, like we love.
Oh yeah.
And that just, you know, it's got that great heat, and you get a little iron from it. But when you toast these spices, and then you're getting all this antioxidant, you're getting digestives with the garlic. You have anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antifungal. The ginger's for inflammation. It's for digestion. The fennel seeds for inflammation. So all these great things. So what I like about the Mauritius, and let's be very specific, not Mauritius, but Mauritius, Mauritius, they cook light. So Nandini, God bless, she used coconut oil to sauté.
Yeah.
She did a dab of coconut milk, but that's it.
Yeah.
No ghee, right? No heavy yogurt, which ghee's good for you. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Yogurt's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they'll put like heavy cream and super amount of butter and stuff like that, and you literally eat that meal and you don't like it. So what I want to talk about is coconut oil.
Oh.
Coconut oil is amazing.
Well, I have to stay far away from coconut oil right now.
Yes, you do right now. And
no,
that's because Venus is on a no-fat 30-day program here, which she's doing great.
I think we should call it the no-frills diet.
It is no frills. No frills at all. But it's a great, great way to lose weight. So going back to coconut oil, it's a medium-chain triglyceride. But the beauty of that is it gives you quick energy. It goes right from the gastric tract right into the liver, and boom. It actually sends out ketones in the body, and ketones decrease your appetite. So this is actually helpful. It actually helps burn belly fat. It increases brain function. There's so many great things about this. It's also got caprylic acid in it and lauric acid. And lauric acid actually gets converted into monolaurin. And this is an antibacterial, viral, and fungal constituent. So this is great stuff. This is great stuff. And when you have ketones and you start decreasing your appetite, you're going to do great. There was a study where males taking MCT oil, which is a component of the coconut oil, they decreased their calorie consumption by 256 calories per day. Isn't that quite amazing, my love?
Amazing.
Isn't it? I mean, that's quite interesting. It's also good for epilepsy, but, okay, your typical person in the sad diet that we have, right, in America, have high LDLs and low HDLs. Well, this reverses that. It reverses LDLs. They go down. HDLs
now,
go up.
So what are we talking about? How much of the coconut oil would you actually have to ingest on sort of a weekly basis?
Great question, Venus. Great question.
You know,
so
slather it all over yourself.
Well, we're going to be talking about that too. And by the way, I do have a fresh bottle by the bedside.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But it is great for that, and just for a moment there, that's actually true. It's good for hair conditioning. It's good for the skin. It's great. It's great for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it does decrease belly fat specifically. It helps with brain function. So you have the coconut oil. You can cook with it. You can use it as a carrier for other things like essential oils and what have you.
And now, if people aren't familiar with coconut oil or the different brands, what to buy, what do you need to look for?
I love that. It's always organic, it's virgin, and you want it very pure. You don't want any additives or what have you.
Okay.
So at room temperature, it's a solid,
right,
because it's saturated fat. Now, for years and years and years, people are like, oh, my God, it's saturated fat. We can't have it, because saturated fat is associated with, like, butter and,
right,
and steak and all these things like that. And we've learned that saturated fats are not crazy or bad, but we've learned now that this type of saturated fat just bypasses all the potential inflammatory effects of saturated fats. It actually works as a beautiful process in the body, and I'm really excited to talk about that. So
now, even in skincare, isn't it supposed to actually somehow work for acne?
Yes, it does, because of that lauric acid, which is antibacterial, so
right?
So acne vulgaris is the bacteria that causes acne. And it's actually interesting. We used to dry our skin out with all these things like acetic acid and all these things and all these different products like, the benzoyl peroxide. But it actually is interesting that if your skin is too dry, it doesn't resist the bacteria as well. So, you know, there's always these ways that we get hell bent.
If it's too oily,
well, then then it's called comedogenic,
right,
which it forms the whiteheads and the blackheads. Anyway, we're getting so far into medicine right now, and I'm loving it because that's what I do. But let's just leave it at this. You want to get together a quick, happy meal that's anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, it's heart protective. Curry, let's go. Curry.
Oh, my goodness. And those chicken, did we talk about the chicken breasts?
Well, by the way, folks, they use chicken thighs, and I recommend the boneless one. So, boom. So now Venus could not have the curry, not because it wasn't super healthy, but the fact that it was a fat. So she's on this situation here where she's not doing fat.
It's a situation.
So, but you're doing great, and you're doing great, and all our patients do great with it. So we wanted to give her the pleasure of eating the food similar to we were doing. So what we did is we trimmed up some beautiful organic chicken breast,
yes,
and I split it in half.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pound it out because I didn't want to make it like a cutlet,
no,
like a Milanese.
You want a good amount of thickness.
Yes, you do. And that was a nice 4-ounce portion, which,
yep,
is about what she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a dry rub. We did actually an Indian dry rub.
We did. Nandini had all the spices. Mm. We had mixed coriander.
Yes.
Powder with the cumin and the garam masala.
Yes.
Mixed it all up, put it in a bowl, and then what we did.
And then Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Always.
And we coated the chicken breast in this coating. I mean, obviously not too much. You don't want like a really thick coating, just kind of dust it.
Right.
But enough that you're going to, you know.
Well, right. So, folks, when you use an herb like herb. So when you use a herb, and we were cooking a cast iron without any fat, folks. So too much of the dry rub would actually smoke and burn in the skillet. So you have to be careful. So I'm sorry, my love. Continue.
So we coated those up, got the cast iron skillet very nice and hot. And then basically just threw those in two at a time because it was a smaller pan, seared those, but be careful not to burn front and back. Okay.
Always front and back.
Top side and downside.
Correct.
and
it's past 9:45, so we're safe on that one.
Yes. And then once you're done with that, you put some chicken stock in the skillet.
So, right. So with the HCG diet, when you don't have fat as a carrier of flavor and
to hydrate,
we use organic chicken stock.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing.
And then you basically put those seared chicken breasts back in that chicken stock. So it's almost kind of like somehow you're just almost poaching it, but not really. I mean, yes, but you still have all of the flavor.
So you're deglazing the pan, and typically you think of a deglaze when you, like, have what would you call it, like a reduction of fats and everything. What we're trying to also do is not allow it to stick, right? So when you hit it with the stock, A, you kind of, quote-unquote, deglaze. It doesn't stick, and it moisturizes the food, and it's just amazing. And as opposed to frying and everything, I'm actually quite impressed how good it comes out.
Oh,
but
it
here,
came
folks,
out so well.
Two things. Number one, cast iron.
Yes.
Number two, a ceramic nonstick.
Yes.
And if you have the two, you can go crazy. You can go crazy. And, you know, some people might deglaze with water, which you can do, but I like a little bit of the chicken stock because it just brings up the
flavor.
You know?
Because you're already lacking in flavor, so I probably wouldn't do the water. I mean, that's just my opinion, but
I mean, I like the flavor
of the stock. But in any case, so that was a great dinner. I ate that with some sautéed spinach.
Yep.
And, you know, watched these guys eat their nice coconut oily curry and rice and bread. So.
Yep, and a belly dancer.
But that's okay. That's okay.
It wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad. But, you know, we had a great time. We were in Brooklyn for the weekend. We went to the Brooklyn Flea.
Yeah.
Which was really super, super cool.
That's in Dumbo, which is a beautiful part of Brooklyn, right under the Manhattan Bridge.
It is. I mean, Dumbo. It is down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass. That's what it stands for. And it was cool. It used to be a ferry landing. So what's kind of cool is when you park, it's all, what do you call it, Belgian block.
Yeah.
And do you remember how like they had the trolley tracks and
absolutely gorgeous, Cobblestone streets and just charming, a very, very different vibe to other parts of Brooklyn.
Correct.
Very different
Correct.
Vibe. Very kind of family, kid friendly. They have beautiful parks over there overlooking the river. So it's really a great place to check out.
Absolutely.
And the market was nice. You know, I resisted all temptation of, you know, French fries with eight different kinds of dipping sauces and donuts as big as my head.
Oh my God, folks!
When you're out on the HCG diet, it's not easy because, you know, psychologically, when you're seeing all this food in front of you, it really does drive you.
So can I say something, folks? I love Venus.
You've got to start just gnawing on your fingers.
No, you did fine. So I love Venus so much so that I said, my love, I will not partake in any of this. And there was the Indonesian street food, which was like this cracker meal, egg battered, like not a tortilla, like whatever, like a flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
And they put all these great ingredients. And there was these fries that were just like pommes frites or like a Belgian fry with all the dipping sauces. And then they had smoked brisket, pulled pork, and all that good stuff. So I could have gone to hell in a handbasket, and I will not do so in front of Venus while you're doing this. And I said to Venus, I said, I love you so much, and we are fellow foodies. I have been eating wonderful with you. I lost some, you know, pounds as well. I feel great. I said, why would I do that without being able to share the experience
with
you?
Well, that's very sweet of you. But honestly, it wouldn't have bothered me, but I do appreciate your consideration.
Well, it was consideration, but it's also, you know, part of getting hot in the kitchen. If you're not sharing the experience, don't do it. So I just said, you know what, my love, when you reach your goal, we will get you in this experience. And what I think we're going to do is that smorgasbord thing, which is kind of crazy cool.
Yeah, they've been moving around. They're actually, I think they're somewhere else now.
No, wait, actually it's Smorgasburg, B-U-R-G.
Oh, okay.
Which, i.e. like Williamsburg and what have you,
well,
but it's actually...
They just finished for the season in Prospect Park, and they're moving somewhere else now.
Indoors
in this beautiful setting. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Somewhere in Brooklyn. But it starts, I believe, the beginning of November. And that's going to be actually different levels of food and vendors and all different vintage, you know, kind of antiques and arts and crafts. And
but they have all these food vendors,
yeah,
which
that's
is going to
be
so
sexy.
We'll
hit that after I finish my diet. How about that?
Well, that's what I said. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, to Venus, I said, I would rather share the experience with you. I don't need to go off the deep end and eat too crazy. And the experience will be there. And that's, it's about balance, too. Why do I have to be a gavoon when you're doing the right thing? I feel good about a gavoon. That's an Italian thing.
Oh.
Forget about it. So next week, by the way, is Halloween show.
Ooh.
Ooh. Did you say ooh?
We're going to have to...
dress up.
Play scary music.
Oh, can we dress up?
Well, no one can see us. So.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Let the buyer beware.
The buyer will beware, yes.
So we're going to have some fun with that. No, that'll be a lot of fun next week. A lot of fun.
It will.
A lot of fun.
It will. So what else?
I want to hear some of your exploration here. Tell me about your week a little bit. You did some really cool stuff, some cool stuff. So you did the national holiday, 10/21, right? Yeah, that was the doctor's birthday.
Yes, but I'd actually like to go on to my weird and wacky segment.
Yes, that's what we need. We're
so,
Scary the Clown.
As Scary the Clown?
Or Crazy the Clown, or...
You don't remember his name?
Pervert the Clown. I don't know.
Oh, my
goodness.
The
Clown.
Krusty the Clown. Oh, my goodness.
I think he's got hiccups tonight, Krusty.
Hey!
There he goes. Well, he's a crack addict, so he came back on. So,
I said, not only is it National Food Day, but ironically, it is National Bologna Day. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Why is it pronounced bologna? Is that just a dumb American thing?
As opposed to what? Bologna?
Bologna.
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 Bologna. That's sexy.
So why do we call it bologna?
I don't know. Can you say to somebody, you're full of bologna?
Well,
would you say that? No, you say you're full of bologna.
I don't understand that. But anyway, so bologna is actually a sausage, and it's derived from mortadella, which I love.
Oh.
Mortadella, okay, which is actually a similar-looking, finely ground pork sausage, but it has those little pieces of fat in it, the lards, the white pieces. And it's a much bigger sausage in girth.
Excuse me, my love. Well, it is 9:53.
What I'm just saying.
By the way, we did find a organic bologna, which we can share later on.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm going to say it now. It's Agrilicious, A-G-R-I-L-I-C-O-S,
nice.
You know, ish, IOUS.org,
mm-hmm.
and they have it, local bologna. Check it out.
So this actually originally derived from the Italian city of Bologna.
Bologna. Now
listen,
I don't want to go to a town called Bologna. I do want to go to a town called Bologna. So I get it. I see where you're classing it up. I like it. Thank you.
Now, what is bologna made of?
I'm scared to ask, really. I'm just going to assume beef of some sort, but beef bologna. Yeah.
Well, that's a kosher or halal bologna.
Halal? Okay.
Made only with beef, right? Because it's kosher.
Okay.
Halal.
Got it.
They can't eat the other stuff. But it actually can also be made from turkey, chicken, or lamb, or just kind of like a mixture of some other weird
things. So what do we typically get here?
It's like a kind of eating a Spam, isn't it? Not as bad.
Oh, my God, Spam.
Not as bad.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to look up bologna. I'm going to look at this organic one here.
Yeah. I mean, it can even be made with soy protein. I mean, it's, you know, it really...
Oh, I've had the people that make the tofurkey make a soy bologna.
Really?
Yep. It actually wasn't bad. It wasn't so bad.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, actually, mortadella has... I don't know if you've ever seen it with pieces
pistachio.
Of pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
I really love that. I mean, that is the typical
But you know what?
Mortadella.
I want to get that in Bologna. I don't want to get it, you know.
But you're going to ask the question, well, why doesn't bologna then look like mortadella? If we're saying that bologna is Italian mortadella.
Well, it doesn't have the fat chunks.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't have the fat chunks. But I have to tell you, it's really just not a very enticing thing to look at.
No.
But so it's usually made out of pork, sometimes beef, sometimes both. And it starts with a blend of meat, fat, salt, and sausages, which are then obviously stuffed into that casing and smoked. Let's see. And then there's obviously seasoned black pepper, nutmeg, allspice, celery seed and coriander. Sometimes people season it up a little bit more. Now, the question is bologna healthy?
Wait, now you just called it bologna. I thought it was bologna.
No, I'm calling it bologna because...
So is it healthy?
Is it healthy?
I'm going to say the way we get it in America here, no.
No, it's not.
No, not at all.
Definitely not as healthy as other sausages for sure. I mean, it's really just a lot of preservatives. And just some fat and meat, basically. So it's really not the most healthy thing in the world. Somebody actually made a bologna cake.
Oh.
Doesn't look too good.
Mm-mm. You could not make sure I have that for any birthday, a bologna cake.
Exactly. So I'm thinking, you know, if you really want a bologna but you want something healthier, I mean, what really are your alternatives to get that flavor that you're looking for in a, you know?
I don't have to think about that. I don't know. That's a great question. Like, there's nothing that's going to come close to that. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd love like the organic roasted free-range turkey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oven roasted turkey or whatever that is, I like that, and the even the ham I like, but that's not bologna or bologna or any above.
See, now I really feel like eating a piece of bologna.
I loved it as a kid, I'm not going to lie. Maybe we have to at least try this company here. What was the name of it again? It was Agra who? Here we are. Agralicious. I actually want to try it.
Yeah.
I do.
And again, all of these...
And I'm going to fry it and do fried eggs on the side, and
oh,
I don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
In our new ceramic nonstick pan, which is not Teflon. It's much better concept,
mm-hmm.
much healthier, much more, friendly to the environment. So I want to try that. There we go.
Indeed.
Agralicious. So thank you from the green room for that. I am going to see if we can get that. I want to
try.
So
what's coming up this week? Well, we have Halloween looming.
Yeah.
In the future. We're
actually
going to be having a special Halloween episode next Monday at 9 o'clock.
That is correct.
And, the weather's getting much cooler. I'd like to go out and pick some pumpkins before they all freeze.
We should do that. And I would actually like to, you can't have the seeds right now until after the dye because I think they have fat in them. So, but we can make a beautiful pumpkin soup.
Pumpkin is low calorie, isn't it?
Yeah, we could do an HCG-friendly soup. And by the way, if you go to drdavehealth.com, drdavehealth.com, you can get some really awesome HCG-friendly recipes. And even if you're not on the HCG protocol, there are a great way to enjoy healthy, wonderful, flavorful foods that are very low in calories. So try it. They're healthy and
they're
delicious.
Great recipes,
yeah.
And you'll find, you know, the commonality between all of them is that they really call for a lot of great spices. You know,
yes.
Old Bay. You know, you can make a curry chicken salad using those spices that we told you about. So spices, I think, are the key element in making, you know, this
correct,
diet
correct.
Sort of bearable, if you will, you know, and discovering the
exploration and variety.
Exactly. So it really does almost kind of like force you to become more creative.
That it does.
So it's going to be a fun week. We're going to be doing a lot more cooking and experimenting. I'm looking forward to David making me an HCG-friendly dessert.
Oh, which is going to be...
Because I have been having some serious cravings.
So can we just throw it out tonight and we'll close with that? We'll do
sure.
a dessert closing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an HCG-friendly, which is no fat. And I don't preach low fat except for when you're doing the HCG protocol. I just want to make sure that's clear. Fat is wonderful for you in the right ways, and we'll talk about that another time. So I'm going to do fat-free ricotta, a little bit of stevia or monk fruit sweetener. I'm going to do a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of cinnamon, and I'm going to take a little bit of fat-free yogurt as a binder.
What about lemon zest?
And lemon zest, and then a little almond extract. Going to put that in a pie dish that actually I have to figure out how not to have it stick. So stand by on that one, folks. But I think I might actually use that pan, which is a ceramic pan because it's a non-stick. So there you go, folks. Just
and you know what that's going to be great with? The crushed strawberries because, folks, you know,
yes.
I've been eating a lot of the fat-free yogurt in the morning. It's great protein and it's not so bad in terms of calories, but you know, a cup will probably cost you about 100 calories of yogurt, but non-fats, unflavored. And then what I've done is I've gotten some nice organic strawberries and put them in the Ninja to kind of blend them up
yes.
just a little bit
yes.
to get all the juices out. Throw that on top of the cheesecake. Oh, Madonna.
Madonna. And you know what you actually could do, too, is you could actually reduce down the strawberries.
Oh,
Madonna mia.
Balsamic vinegar.
Okay,
oh,
folks, next week, Venus is game. Venus
oh
is game with the mint. So that's what we do all the time, folks. We get hot in the kitchen. So I'm Dr. Dave.
And I am Venus Quintana. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We hope you've enjoyed all our incredible stories and recipes and so forth, and we hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week at 9 o'clock.
Good night, everyone. Have a great week.